Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been keeping up to speed and talking to people in the administration about the payroll protection program, where effectively small businesses with 500 or fewer employees can take a loan that covers the cost of their employees who make under $100,000 for, it looks like it'll be 2 months, plus some rent and your utilities. And you can take out a loan from a bank. You don't have to go through the SBA or go to the SBA.gov or any of that. You can work directly with your bank, obviously, once this is all finally approved. And then the better part of it is that if you retain all your employees for that two-month period that they paid your wages for, you don't have to pay it back. And so because of that, it's obviously an amazing program that every small business with under 500 employees that's been negatively affected by all this has to do. I mean, for my Shark Tank companies, I didn't even give them an option. I told them they had to do it.
Talk a little bit about Congress. You've been a little skeptical about how quick that money is going to get there. These people need money now.
Yeah, I mean, I want my money and I need it now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's been crazy. This is not a new issue, and there's so much at stake. There's people, we saw the unemployment applications just skyrocket past 3 million. There's more than a million service and entertainment industry workers in Dallas-Fort Worth alone, and who knows what their future is going to be. You know, the idea that, it took so long to get this passed is just crazy. I mean, you had, people on both sides looking for things that they were dogmatic about that never should have been included. But, that said, that's in the past. Now, hopefully, it gets handled tomorrow. But now, if it all gets passed tomorrow, the issue becomes the process, the execution of it. And the challenge becomes, how quickly can they turn around money? And Secretary Mnuchin was saying it'd take 3 weeks to get the $1,200 into people's bank accounts. And that's just not going to work. There's people who can't pay for their groceries, who can't pay their rent, who are just going to be in really dire straits. And when you have a lot of people in that position, you know, we don't even want to think what can happen. And so something has to change. So what, I actually tweeted something today where I asked for banks to reach out to me to see for any of their depositors, their customers, if they can do an immediate advance program. Because effectively the way the $1,200 check is going to work is if you have a bank account with direct deposit, preferably one that you use to get a refund for your taxes this past year, then the government will then deposit $1,200 in that account, but it's going to be 3 weeks. And so if whatever bank you have that account with, hopefully, and like I said, I'm working with one small bank now to prove out the concept, hopefully that bank can say, you know what, you have that direct deposit account here. We've seen you get a tax refund into this account. We're going to loan you the money interest-free right now. It might not be the full $1,200, but at least 1,000 of it so that you can pay your bills right now. Because that just makes perfect sense, and it's something that would not be difficult for banks to do. And if, for some banks, they might not do it as a loan. They might just do it as overdraft protection because technically it makes their account, the capital account work better. But I think, that's why I was tweeting it. I wanted, banks to start to be agile and to start really dealing with the reality that people need that money now, and there's ways for banks to help them. And I just want to push those banks to make it work.
Have you gotten any response? What's the best response?
Great response. I can't name the banks yet, but hopefully we'll be able to announce a test one tomorrow. And I've been talking to one here in Dallas, and they're a little bit slow, but you know, it's crazy. So, you know, on the small business side in particular, this is the first time in the history of banks where they're able to say, we want to loan you money, and as long as you don't fire anybody, Mr. or Ms. Small Business, you don't have to pay it back. And I'm trying to convince them this is a great opportunity for the banks to take advantage of, and you're crazy not to. And it's almost the same thing for individual depositors. Hey, you know, you've been a customer of ours forever. You have direct deposit. Let us advance you money interest-free so that when the government check comes through, we'll just, you know, credit it against your account and everything will be okay. There's just unique opportunities here. And, you know, banks aren't naturally the most innovative, so I just want to push them along.
Absolutely. You were one of the first people to really speak out about this, especially on the sideline, on court side at the NBA game, the last game the Mavs played. And you talked about taking care of the people at the AAC. How's that been going? How's that program worked out for you?
I mean, we just paid them as if the games happened, you know, and so I haven't heard any complaints, and I've gotten, you know, compliments on it. So everything appears to be working well. And, you know, this is far bigger than basketball, and that dawned on me very quickly. And, you know, I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate financially. And so I'm in a position to help people. And I thought that was just the right thing to do. And, you know, the Mavs and the Mavs Foundation and myself, we're going to keep on doing all of that for as long as we need to do it. You know, we've gone out there and we've paid for childcare for the healthcare workers, the people who are on the front line trying to save us from this virus. And, you know, they're really the heroes. And I thought, you know, it's something we needed to do. We've been providing food to people who are doing the testing in the parking lot. So when you drive around Dallas and you see all the cars backed up for all the testing, you know, we've had to have food individually wrapped and delivered so that people can just go grab one at a time, and it meets all the social distancing and protection requirements. And we'll keep on doing that as well. And that actually, that effort was led by Luca and Dwight Powell, and then all the other players jumped in as well.
I got to ask this question. If you had a message for North Texans who want to help, maybe not just financially, but any ways they can, or what general message would you have for those living in the Metroplex here?
Pick up the phone and call your friends. You know, we're all stuck, and some of us are stuck by ourselves. And, you know, I'm a texter, I'm an emailer 99.99% of the time. But I found myself FaceTiming and calling people and just to say hi, because a lot of people are just bored to tears, right? They feel alone. And, you know, in North Texas, we're a really strong community. We care about each other. We have each other's backs, you know, and when things get worse, we get better. And so really, it doesn't cost anything to pick up the phone and call somebody. And if you have friends that are just, you know, need somebody to talk to, pick up the phone, because mental health is going to be just as important as financial health and, you know, trying to avoid the virus. So there's all these little things that we all can do that make all the difference in the world.
I know that some people on the NBA side seem to be a little optimistic. There might be a season, maybe later on, maybe in September or something when the finals come around. What are you thinking? Is that a possibility that you see happen?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, but, you know, safety is first. You know, we're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize the health and safety of our players, our fans, our employees, you know, our sponsors, our partners, anybody. So everything will be driven by safety. And everybody's got to realize that nobody really knows what's going on, that all information here is imperfect. We're, you know, we have the best scientists in the world trying to figure it all out. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and we'll have to work through that uncertainty before we can come back and play. But, I mean, I'm optimistic. I'm just guessing. I'm speculating. But if I had to take the over-under on June 1st, I think there's a slight chance that, you know, the NBA plays an exhibition game in front of no fans but on TV. And I think that's important, that, you know, when it's safe to do it, that we do it, because we need sports. You know, right now we have nothing to cheer for, nothing to get excited about. But the first time the Mavs play, even if there's no fans in the arena, everybody's going to be rooting and watching and excited for the Mavs. And I think that'll give us something that really makes us stronger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.